Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go. Welcome to Tribal Wisdom Radio, your marriage support network. Tune in for all things love, marriage, and family. We are devoted to love. Here we go.
Wow. Well, welcome to another hour of Tribal Wisdom. I am your host, Cynthia Williamson. I do apologize for that small technical difficulty that we just had. But nevertheless, we are here. It is another First Wednesdays with Couples in Business. Tonight we have an awesome show for you. We are going to be talking about managing, maintaining, and manifesting partnership in life, love, and in business. And tonight's guests are Kevin and Candace. And I'm so glad to have them on tonight. They are the co-CEOs of a publishing company as well as in ministry. We are going to be discussing Love Clones Publishing, what they do, how they do it, and how they maintain such a wonderful marriage and partnership in business. And I'm not even going to prolong this intro. I'm just going to bring them right in. Kevin and Candace, are you there?
Good evening.
Good evening, Candace.
How are you? Hi there.
Oh, boy, Kevin's there, too.
I'm here. I'm ready.
Did
hi,
you guys,
Cynthia.
Hi, Kevin. Did you guys get caught up in the technical difficulty? I hope you didn't.
No, we were fine. We were fine.
Great. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm so happy to have you both on. I'm excited about this show. Our mutual friend Felicia Houston talks wonderful, says wonderful things about you, and that is why I was just so excited to invite you to be on the show tonight to talk about partnership in love, life, and in ministry and everything that you do. So why don't you guys go ahead, I don't know who's going to take the reins first, but go ahead, introduce yourself, tell us who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
My husband always makes me go first. Is that supposed to be like a Southern thing? He wasn't even raised in the South, so I don't
ladies
know.
Ladies first. I'm a gentleman, ladies first.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having us on tonight. Thank you. I want to give a shout-out to Felicia Houston, Anointed Wives Ministries. Really a blessing to the kingdom. My husband and I have been married for 7 years. Seven wonderful years, and I don't say that sarcastically. We have come together in ministry, launched businesses together. We have 3 little ones, 12, 6, and 4, and we are now residing in Chicago and on our way out of Illinois to move to Texas.
Wow.
So we've got a lot of transition going on and boxes and but still doing what we need to do for the kingdom of God through ministry and business. Our publishing company, Love Clones Publishing, we specialize in publishing Christian works, nonfiction, all types of genres for individuals to, you know, birth out what God has given them to write and to publish. Getting their manuscripts out of all these journals and into a book on Amazon and Kindle. And we are as well apostolic overseers of Abiding Presence International Alliance, where we cover churches and parachurch ministries. And my husband loves to bake. He loves to bake.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've got a couple of things going on, but we do it together with the grace of God.
Yes, we do.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that was the Love Clones Publishing portion. And you did mention a bit about the ministry, but I believe during our chat you said you talked about being co-partners and you talked about roles, which I really like because we always hear the term teamwork makes the dream work, but we don't always understand what that teamwork entails. So when it comes to the publishing and when it comes to the ministry, what are the roles that you play and how is it that you manage what you do?
Well, Sylvia, let me take it from here, I guess. it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure being with you. My wife, I would call her the ultimate motivator. She is the one when we first got married, and she was thrust into this wonderful ministry life with me. I was pastoring at that point full time, not making a whole lot of money. She was working in the corporate world as an accountant. Was laid off of her job, and then she's like, well, I'm bored. I think I'll do a website for the church. I'm like, really? I'm like, okay. And, well, best website, you know, we tried to have websites done. People started, stopped, never completed anything. To date, you know, first completed website we ever had, it was great. She kept improving on that. At that time, Love Clones was doing graphic design at that point, and logos and websites and all that kind of stuff. And so things progressed over time, but I call her, like I said before, she's the ultimate motivator. We do partner on a lot of things. When we got back into the publishing end with Love Clones, because we had so many people coming to us requesting to have their books done, and she was doing covers, book design covers and whatnot, so we went into the publishing end. I began doing some editing, and we took on some other people to begin to do some editing work for us as well. And so it's a great time as far as ministry. We kind of go back and forth, you know, with the publishing. You know, she'll be doing something. You know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? I'll kind of look at it. We'll tweak it together. You know, she fired me as main editor because I wasn't quick enough. You know, but that's okay. I still love her. I don't hold it against her. You know. but then with ministry, with ministry, with Abiding Presence, we spearhead an alliance of churches and parachurch ministries where we cover the leaders of those ministries, and it's hard to kind of put lines when you do things together. Our theme scripture, we had a Blog Talk Radio program for a while that we called Eden Elite, and our theme scripture was Genesis 1:26-28 about how God gave man and woman dominion in the beginning, and it says let them have dominion, let them be fruitful, let them multiply. So we do believe that, you know, God's intent for husband and wife when we come together, whatever our sphere is that he has given us, we're to dominate in that sector. Whatever God has assigned to our hands, whatever our gifts are, whatever our talents and abilities are, as my wife said, you know, I bake well. You know, we'll probably be doing something with that. Got a couple other things, you know, that are coming down the pipe once we get relocated in Texas. And, you know, she may not be spearheading it, but she'll be helping that because she, you know, that's what God gives you guys to us for. The helper that we need in various aspects. So that's kind of us right now.
Wonderful. I'm, for some reason, I just can imagine Candace's face right now just looking at you like you're crazy.
Yes, pretty much. But that's okay. I'm used to it.
Oh, my God, Cynthia, did you get that on point? I'm like, what are you talking about? But that's my husband. That is, I know him. I know him well. And he loves to explain bringing in ministry. As he was talking, I was thinking about how we work together. It's very it's the same in everything, like in business, with the children, with the ministry. God has just allowed us the grace to be great partners. We are 16 years difference. He's 16 years older than me. But we, you know, come on a plane, a level plane, in our anointing, our wisdom, understanding, and we honor the gifts on each other. And I think that's why it works so well, because where he's strong, I let him be strong, and where I'm strong, he lets me be strong. So it works well for us.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, why don't we go ahead and get into that, because as I said, we always hear and see couples get into businesses. Some make it, some do not. Some do it quite well. And there's a formula that works for them. You know, I don't think that every formula is for every couple. But for the couple's interview, I'd love to hear the formula that helps them to manage, maintain, and manifest everything that they do. And it's clear that the word, the living word, runs through exactly how you do it. But let's break that down from communication to, you know, how do you manage the conflicts, the challenges, the bonding time. You know, there's a lot of management that goes on with running a business as well as running a management. Talk to us about how you get that done. What are your main tools?
Well, for us, communication is key. But we also draw a thick line between what time it is. Okay, if we have work hours and that's 10 to 6, that's what it is. You know, dinner time, it's 6:30, it's the kids, get them together, get them in bed. We function very well on defined time slots. You know, if it's date night, that's what it is. Yes, business might come up at the table, but it's really short. It's a very short conversation because that's the time for us to be together and cultivate our marriage, and we make sure we stick to that as much as we possibly can. Is it perfect all the time? No, because sometimes they do intertwine, but in general, our greatest asset between my husband and I is communication. I tell him what is going on in the business, even when he's not 50% or 100% involved in the day-to-day operations of the business, but he knows exactly what's going on with every book, with every client. I know what's going on with every ministry and the counseling sessions that he has. I know what's going on because we're in constant communication with each other. And I think that it allows us to, you know, bounce ideas off our heads. It allows me as a woman to feel very covered. That if I'm thinking something in my head or I'm going through something emotional, that I could come and speak to him and I won't feel like I'm being attacked, you know, by my emotions or attacked by the enemy to keep me down or keep me frustrated. I literally will bring it to him and we will hash it out, talk. Not that I would always agree with what he says, but I do, again, I have to respect my husband and I respect his opinion, and then I take it back to God and I say, okay, now show me how to do this. And I think that is what's most important, that communication and being able to be open with each other with the conflict and the things that we go through with ministry and business.
Let me kind of dovetail that too, Cynthia. As I was listening to my wife talk, one of the things I believe too that God has given us the ability to do well is to value one another. And in many marriages, I don't believe that is a key factor. Many times couples will tolerate one another, but they won't value one another. And oftentimes, sad to say, couples will see one another as a roadblock instead of a roadway to help me get to where I need to go. You know, it's like, oh, you're here, and I tolerate you, and you're just kind of in the way. And when that happens with one another, it kind of filters down to every sector of the life, you know, whether that's family life, relational life, spiritual life, you know, things just begin to be tolerated. But if we'll value one another as we're supposed to, you know, we talk about as believers how we're supposed to highly esteem one another. Well, I'm not going to highly esteem you any more than I do the one that I'm married to. If I don't know how to place value at home, I'm not going to do that very well in other places. And if I am doing it in other places more than I am at home, that means I'm off balance. So if I'm valuing my spouse properly, that will lead me into a life of learning how to properly integrate everything the way it's supposed to be, into its proper slots. So she was talking about having defined lines. Well, as we have those defined lines, that means I know how to integrate everything properly, you know, dealing with our children, you know, making sure that they're okay, you know, relating with the school, relating with the business, relating with the ministries that we have and the people that are under us, having time one for another, so we don't just get buried and covered by everything else that's going on.
Excellent. So if you were to expand a little bit more on ways that you can value your spouse, where could, you know, if a couple is listening to this, where could they go with this? If they don't realize that they're just tolerating, what are the signs of being tolerated and not valued?
Well, I believe some of the signs of being tolerated, you know, it starts, as she said, with the communication factor, where there is a disregard for the other person and what they think and how they feel regarding what's going on, and it becomes a situation in the marriage where I'm going to do this, and you know, I don't care what you think, or you know, or you don't know what you're talking about, and so I'm going to do this, and da 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 da, and there's not a regard for the other person, not knowing that the reason that God put the two of you together is the fact that there's something in that other person that you need, and vice versa. There's a completeness that rests in the other person that you don't have. So it all starts with how we regard one another and how we look at that person. So many times when we start out in marriage, we'll be in love, the butterflies will be there, and everything they do is wonderful. Everything they say, you know, every word that drops out of their mouth is just like, you know, gold rolling down, you know. But then as we stay together after a while, like, oh, just shut up. I don't want to hear another word you have to say. You know, leave me alone. You know, the natural things of life begin to crowd in. The realities of life, I'll say, begin to crowd in, and then we don't. You know, we don't begin to regard one another properly as we should. So that will have a key aspect on us not valuing one another. So if I don't regard you, then what you have is not special to me. The gifts and abilities that you have, they don't mean anything. So if I'm not, you know, that's the problem many times with couples. If, you know, my wife is one who you know, will encourage me, you know, okay, it's time for you to get out another book, you know, you write very well, you know, you need to get another book out. Okay, so she's, you know, they're encouraging me. So it takes that one with another. If my spouse is not valuing what I have, then usually I'm not going to think it's worth much either.
Wonderful. Now, Candace, you said that this is a 7-year journey that you are on at this point in time. And something Kevin just said makes me want to ask about knowing there's a reason that God brought you together. To the singles that are listening, how do you know when you're dating or in prayer or however it is that you receive your messages from God, from a higher power, how do you know and understand the reasons that you've come together? And do you know it all, or does it also just kind of get revealed as the relationship grows?
Yes, you do not know it all, because if you knew it all, you probably would not marry him. You probably would run the other way. I had never seen myself as a pastor's wife. I when I married him, I did not like the term first lady because I was the only lady and it wasn't going to be another one. So I didn't really, you know, I didn't catch on to that one. I was in ministry myself, but primarily a parachurch ministry for women only, and encouraging women and activating women to step into their purpose. And when we met, we literally met at the altar because he was asked to come in and help and assist with my ordination into being ordained as an elder. So we met at church. The Lord showed him that night that I was his wife, but I did not know that was my husband for months down the line. Because naturally, he was older than me. He was a pastor. None of these things were on my quote unquote list because I had one. and I needed to be sure. I needed to have a peace in the matter because this is something that, you know, it wasn't going to be no divorce. I'm going to go in it. This is who God has for me, and we're going to go and be married till Jesus comes back. So I have to know. And there was a peace. As we began to court, there were things that the Lord would show me about him and about his ministry and the future of his ministry, and the Lord would open those doors up to me and open the understanding to me, and I would question why. Well, why? Because you're going to be there to help him. He cannot do this without you. He cannot go forth in ministry and writing and the different things that God has assigned for my husband. He needs you there to help him. And sometimes you don't see all of that right away, and you don't need to. You need to have a peace. You need to know, am I physically attracted to this person? Okay, let's be realistic. You are a natural person. Are you physically attracted to him? Are you interested in things that he's interested in? Where are you courting? Is this something, has he explained his vision to you? I tell single women, do you know his vision? Because if you don't, you can't help him. And if you can't help your husband, you're sitting there unemployed because your job is to help. So that has to be a conversation that comes up. What's his vision? What has God told him? And, you know, outside of the natural, the spiritual, do you have a peace? Do you have a peace about this is who God would have me walk alongside, start a family, do the things that we love to do together, and go from there. So it's a 7-year journey that, and some days I feel like it's just begun, because we haven't hit the tip of things that the Lord wants us to do. But it's fun. It's a fun journey.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Now, if you're just tuning in, we are listening and chatting with Kevin and Candace Ford about Couples in Business Together and how this team makes the dream actually work. We are talking communication, being your spouse's greatest asset, respect, valuing, and more. If you have a question or a comment for this couple, please feel free to call in at 347-996-3160. Press the number 1 to let me know that you are ready to have a word with them, and we will move forward. So back to you guys. Now, I have to say, Candace and I have been Facebook friends for a minute. I just became a Facebook friend with Kevin. But it is not hard to see that there is passion between you because you just started talking about being physically attracted to the person that you intend to marry. You talked about there being a peace. You talked about being encouraging to the person and knowing their vision because, of course, if you don't know their vision and you're not there to help them, you are unemployed. I like the way that you phrase that. So there's a clear passion between you two on Facebook. He has your back. You have his back. And I'm seeing more and more of that on social media with some couples, and it's very encouraging to single people. I would love to hear your opinions on having each other's back and partnering when it comes to social media. What are you showing people, or how would you would show people that you are covered, you're covering one another on social media?
I think it's very important in the day that we live in because we have, excuse me, Cynthia, if I put it this way, we have so many nutcases, and I'll be very apostolic, and you know sometimes those of us in apostolic office we're called very blunt, prophetic and apostolic people, and so I'll just be just straight across the board. We have nutcases that are out there, and I think it's important that we send a clear message of how we value our spouse, that we are their biggest cheerleader. That we are in their corner. I even take the stance this way, and being in ministry, I'm like this with people that we cover. And I was like this when I pastored, when I married her. I told church members to their faces, I said, if you cannot respect this woman the way you respect me, you need to find somewhere else to go to church.
Mm.
And I told him, I told another leader that, and he looked at me, he like, you actually told them that? I said, I sure did, more than once.
Mm.
And we have to be very definitive about that. And I tell people about that now. Oftentimes we still live in a day when people respect men, and that's a whole other show, when people respect men in leadership more than they do women. I am one who believes in gender inclusion in ministry with no problem. God uses women just like he uses men. But I have a problem when people don't respect my wife. So don't try to be in covenant with me and not be in covenant with my spouse. It's not about to happen. It's not about to happen.
I was just about to shout, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So if you disrespect her, don't try to circumvent and come and be nice to me in the process. There are people, and I'll just put it out there, there are people that are no longer covered by our alliance because they didn't respect her the way they should have respected her. So how am I going to respect you in your quote-unquote ministry, if that's what you want to call it? It's not about to happen. So I think we as spouses, we have to take our stands and let people know that this is the most important person to me in my life. They were here before you came along, and even if you were here before they came along, now that they have come along, you have a lesser rank and a lesser role in my life. And I think that's what some are, kind of afraid to do. Some people are afraid to, you don't want to hurt their feelings and you don't want to offend them. Some of us need to be offended. Some of us need to have our feelings hurt if we don't respect a person's decision as far as marriage and who their spouse is. It's not my business to even, sometimes we get into situations where I may not agree with the choice that someone has made regarding a marriage situation. Well, ultimately, I'm not living with them. I don't know why I'm going down this road. Somebody might need this tonight. Ultimately, it's not my business. That's their choice. So I have to stand back and respect that choice that has been made. And in social media, I know some people, I've heard that some people get upset when their spouse or their intended does not come up to bat in social media or make, they don't acknowledge me, and ladies, you have to excuse us men. Because sometimes, I tell my wife that, I say, okay, you all communicate how many more times, use how many more words in a day than we do. We don't communicate the same way. So some things are effortless for you guys that, for women, that for men, we have to put a little more effort into. But I think it's worth it. If something is going on, if something is said, if she's making more she posts more than I do, but if I see them, I'll amen them, I'll like them, the whole bit, because that's how we show the support. Like you guys often say in conversation, when you want to talk to us, it's not the fact that you're coming to us to talk to get a solution to the problem. It's just the fact that you want us to listen. So sometimes there with social media, it's not the fact that you want a 55-word response from us, but it's just the fact that, oh, he liked my post. He put a heart on my post. He said, I love you too. It can be just that. That
the acknowledgement,
love, and that, thank you. That's the word I'm looking for, acknowledgement.
It's great because I remember, I can't remember how long ago it was now, but I just so happened to be on Facebook. I think I was on my phone looking at it, and I saw Candace post something that said, "Oh no, he didn't. I know he did not just inbox my husband and say something about me." And I was like, "Uh-oh." I was like, "Wait a minute." This is getting interesting.
Yes, he did, Cynthia. Yes, he did. That was one of those special moments when I say That's my part of the personality. That's the part of me that I try to keep locked in the closet. But now and again, I have to find that key and let him out, because some people have to be shown rather than told. So in that particular instance, yes, they he said something about a wife should have been said.
I found it. I just found it. It was a show of leadership in my eyes, as a person who watches couples on social media, since it is a platform now that everyone is beginning to be influenced by in so many different ways. Just knowing that you had her back, I was just like, wow, I might have to put that down on a list. You know, I know we're not supposed to have a list, like Candace just said, we're not supposed to have the list, but I'm like, I'm going to have to, you know, talk to a few people and say, y'all, we need to put this down on the list, because somebody should know better than to talk to my intended or to my husband behind my back about me and me feel like he does not have my back. So I thought that was just, I loved it. I was just like, yes, you know. So I definitely wanted to bring that up. And I see that we have a caller ending in 0980. I'm going to bring you in. Please introduce yourself. Welcome to the tribe.
Hello. Hello. This is Orlando.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm great.
Wonderful.
Apostle Candace and Kevin Cord are my apostolic leaders, actually. And I am so appreciative for them to even do this show. I am not married right now, but they are such a example to not just me, but to everyone in the church and outside of it. They are such a light and such a refreshing couple to see, because they keep it real for one, and they tell you the truth about really how things go on in business and in ministry, and it has helped me on so many levels. I'm reminded of a particular time that Apostle Candace, she put a post up about having strategy kingdom meetings with your spouse. I copied the entire post and kept it in a journal on purpose, because I said, Lord, this is something that I don't want to forget when I get married. I said, this is a piece that really helped me that I was not aware of, and I really want to keep that. So they have really been such a help and are yet a help to me and such a blessing, and it's been my joy serving with them, serving them, period. So I just wanted to come on and show my support to them, because they are always a support to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. I thank you so much for that. You know, how do you guys feel knowing that you're influencing people that you know as well as you don't know in the way that you lead in your relationship?
I have been, you know, I guess we say, you know, I would say at this, I'm, you know, married 7 years. So I feel like we're still newlyweds, and it's such an honor the way the Lord will use our marriage to encourage others to be married again. I've come across a lot of single women that have been divorced, bad relationships, and to say, because I watch you and your husband, and I see your love, and I see that it's not just through social media, that it's genuine, I want this again. Because marriage is of God, and that in and of itself is, you know, I love being in business, but if I never published another book and I never preached another message or wrote another Facebook status, just to hear that somebody says, I want to live again through marriage, I want this covenant again unto God, it's just mind-blowing to me sometimes. It really is.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back again. If you have any questions, please feel free to give us a call, 347-996-3160. We will be right back.
Bridal Tribe Digital Magazine is devoted to love. If you're getting married, Bridal Tribe offers a wealth of fresh, fun, and timely information, from wedding hair, makeup, and style tips to cakes, gowns, and more. We've got stunning photography, engaging editorials, and unique wedding tips just for you. Whether you are on the computer or on the go, subscribe and download your digital copy today on BridalTribe.com.
Okay, we are back. Again, we're talking with Kevin and Candace Ford, couples in business, life, and partnership in love. And we are learning so much. I don't know about anybody else, but I am learning so much and feel strangely at ease with all the information that I'm receiving, because I can absolutely admit to being one who normally sees a certain marriages and I'm just like, you know, no way, you couldn't get me to do it. But I'm so blessed to be able to see marriages today, and through social media, ironically, including Kevin and Candace, our Tuesday morning show, Adrienne E. Bell and her husband, Donald Bell. I love to see their interactions on social media. I have a few other friends on social media that I'm watching, and I thoroughly enjoy their interactions in business as well as in love. And I'm grateful to the both of you, to our guests tonight, for coming on and really being leaders in this and showing us that it can be done. Now, I normally like to ask couples, if you had five pieces of advice to give to newlywed or engaged individuals, and you could do this separately, about marriage, about maintaining a successful marriage, what would they be?
My first one would be calm down. Learn how to enjoy each other. That would be one. Love each other. Pray often would be two. I'm going to do three and you do two. Okay. I would say love each other, enjoy each other, pray often, and never fight about money. Okay, you got two.
That's a tough
one. Yeah, that's good stuff. I guess I'll just be a good preacher and say, and in conclusion, I'll reiterate the points I made earlier. Sure, I will. Yeah. And in closing, I'm going back to respect one another and value one another. Respect and value.
That works, and then you've already told us how to do that with making sure what you said was take a stance. That this is the most important person in my life. And when you let other people know that this is who I'm in covenant with, then they do not really try to come in and get in the middle of that or drive a wedge in between that type of partnership. It just won't happen. Now, I do see that we have another caller on the line ending in 2994. Please introduce yourself and welcome to the tribe.
Good evening, guys. This is Felicia Houston. How are you?
Hey, Felicia. How you doing?
Good, good. I love, love, love the Fords very dearly. I quote.
We love you too.
I quote Apostle Ford often. One thing I remember, we sat on a panel together. Something that Apostle Kevin said that has stuck with me over the years is to not get common with your spouse. And this is something that always stuck with me. But the question that I have for you guys is, how do you balance having a business, having a ministry, and having a successful marriage? How do you balance all of that?
Hi, Felicia Houston. We love you so much. And Kristen. I think the key goes back to what I said earlier. It's a matter of integration and learning to fit the pieces of the puzzle together and knowing that everything has its proper place. And a lot of times with couples in ministry have gotten it off balance for real because, you know, it's been, well, God first, the ministry second, and you know, the kids and the people, and then we come in there somewhere, and then the next thing you know, they're in divorce court. You know, and then it has even happened with many couples in business as well because they're married. You know, the business is the main reason why they're together, and if the business fails, fails, then they fail too. So it's a matter of where everything has its proper place, where if we get to a point where, you know, God says, I don't want you to have this ministry anymore. I don't want you to do that business anymore. It's time to redefine yourselves, which we tend to do often, which we not often, but God has us tend to do that periodically when we go through these periods of redefinition. You know, we're going through one now as far as the alliance is concerned with some other focusing, with a different focus where that's concerned. And with the business aspect, we've gone through redefinition of that. And we managed to come through it because everything is in the place that it should be. God is first. Then comes us, you know, and then come the kids, and you know, and everybody else kind of everything else kind of filters down in its proper place.
I want to jump in and say this because I want to just take this moment, like 2 minutes, to just speak to pastors' wives because sometimes we get that kind of messed up. And I started out that way when we first got married, that, you know, some lie that somebody said that my husband was married to the ministry. And so, he's married to the ministry, and I then must be his chick on the side or something because, you know, he's married, he has a family, but the ministry. And, you know, my husband and I began to communicate and talk about that, and he's like, no, you're first. The ministry comes second. And God understands that because that is the way that he positioned it to be. It was Adam and Eve, and then your task to do what you were supposed to do. So, you know, to the married pastor's wives, understand this, that you have to help him in ministry, yes, but you have to help him in the home first. It's about his vision. It's about the vision God has for you. And you have to know that, as I'm talking to the husbands too, you have to put your wife first. Above the usher board, the deacons, and whomever, she has to come first, and she has to know that she is loved like Christ loved the church, and that she is first, then your children, and then everyone else. That is proper order and proper balance.
Can I dovetail that to all the pastors and church leaders and those with congregations out there? Don't let them church people run your life.
Mm-hmm.
I will say it on this program. Don't let them run your life, because by the time you get through trying to do everything to please them, if you don't do it the way they want you to do it, they're gonna find somewhere else to go to church. They will be led of the Lord, quote unquote, as one preacher said. If one more person tell me they've been led somewhere else, I'm gonna put a piece of lead on my desk and say, "Rub this." You've been led. Just rub this piece of lead right here. You know, they're gonna feel led somewhere else when you don't please them or you don't do it the way they want you to do it or it's not happening. So, therefore, man of God, a woman of God, this over congregation, your spouse has to be first in your life, because those people are going to be transitional. They'll be with you for a while, and then you look around, and they'll be gone. So the one that, you know, the one that's been dogged out and pushed to the side, you know, and put on the back burner, your spouse will still be there, hopefully. Your spouse will still be there. So put them first. After you put God, put your spouse next.
Nice. All right. Well, you know, there is an area that I definitely want to touch on, and that is about marriage ministry. As the leaders in your church, do you also receive marriage ministry, as well as give it?
Well, first of all, in our stance as apostles, we do not have a church. We do not have a local congregation. But we do promote, because we're building leaders, we do promote marriage and activities and different events that we host just for pastors and their wives, or if the wife is the head pastor and husband, because sometimes when you're in that position, it's very hard for you to go and be a part of your marriage ministry and feel comfortable. So we have had various events and some workshops, conferences, where we've, you know, taken the leaders away
with their spouses, to just minister, to, you know, learn how to minister to one another, pour into them, you know, encourage them, again, to put them, put each other first, you know, because I have always known, I mean, my parents have been married for over 40 years, and I've always known strong marriages, and it just seems like when the marriage is strong and that's the nucleus of your life, everything else, even when there is a little storm here or whatever, everything else seems to kind of line up. And so we're really encouraging the leaders under us, take time for your family. Take time for your spouse. You should go on a vacation with your children and then go on a separate vacation with you and your spouse. There should be date nights. There should be time of prayer or strategic meetings with just one another, because you need to fortify one another. So I believe that is just so important.
Kevin?
Wow, I would agree with my wife and what she's saying. It's important that we as leaders be fortified in our relationship with one another, because a lot of times we as leaders, we give, and then we'll give until we give out, trying to keep everybody else's marriage together, burning the candle, as we say, on both ends, seeing about that one, making sure this one is okay, making sure that one is emotionally stable, and, you know, a so-and-so's child is all right and whatever is going on. But we have to take the time, and we do encourage that we practice that with one another, having just the times where we get away. And sometimes, you know, when you're raising small children, you have responsibilities of life. You know, you might not always be able to hop to Concord and fly to Rome. Okay, so that might mean, you know, okay, we got a few hours here. You know, let's take a drive. You know, let's get a bite to eat. Let's get some cheesecake. We sit in the car and eat it. You know, sit at the lakefront. You know, walk, talk. You know, and it's like, you know, it can be those unplanned, sporadic moments. You know, hey, let's just make a run. Let's just go for it. And those can seem like, it can seem like, you know, in the middle of a lot of things, it can seem like you've had a vacation because you've taken those few moments. You've taken that short time just to key in on one another. You know, it's not always, you know, an in-depth conversation about the mysteries of the universe, but just sitting, just kind of sitting there, let your toes hang off, you know, no shoes on, and you're watching the water, you know. I'm like, ooh, I like that wave. You like that wave? Yeah, I like that wave. That's not, you know, you need time just to be human, and I think that's something that as leaders, those that are in business, we're leading in business. We do a magazine now, a monthly magazine, encouraging leaders, called Kingdom Exec Magazine. Those that bi-monthly, those who would like to subscribe to it, we'd love to have you. It's a free publication, and just go right to the website, kingdomexec.com, and we encourage leaders in all walks and aspects of life, because as apostolic leaders, that's our niche. We don't just minister to quote-unquote the church leader, but God has called us to all the leaders that are on the seven mountains of society, and we realize that. So one of those things that we encourage those leaders to do, just take time for one another. Take time and be human. You know, we're spiritual people, but take time to be human.
Excellent, excellent. I'm loving everything that I am hearing tonight on this call about couples in business, and we really talked more about marriage than we did about a couple being in business. What would you say about the balancing? Is one more important than the other? I remember Candace saying that in one area she supports you, I believe, in the ministry, and then you support her in the publishing business. What would you say is the most important element or aspect of making that happen?
Well, to me, first of all, the first, when it comes to business, it is, are you called to the marketplace? Okay, we have to be realistic about that. Is that something that you have a strength in? Growing up, my husband has been in church all his little old life, but his mom and him, they would have different businesses on the side. My mother-in-law is awesome. She's 76 years old, and she has her own typing business. And She does, you know, typing for professors and those type of things. She's an entrepreneur. So that was always in him, but his main vein was ministry and raising leaders and those type of things. So when I came along, it was, okay, I'm going to start the business. You go ahead, you preach, man of God, but I'm going to run over here and get some clients. And that was just, you know, it was my strength area. It was an area God was calling me to. So knowing that and us agreeing on that in the home, that this is where we're going to go, because when I got laid off, it could have just been, no, you need to go back to work. But that was not what was in the plan. So once you know that I'm called to the marketplace, then get a strong foundation for your business. You know, whatever you're going to work out with the logistics of your business, get that together. And try not to bring that into the bedroom. I don't like couples that are in business together and you sitting up in the bed and Luther is playing and you talking about, you know, did we make our quota this month? No, that's not the time for that. Time for that is between 9 to 5, whenever work hours are. So mm-hmm. when you're drawing those lines and you're making sure that the business is doing what it's supposed to do, no, every day you're not making a profit. Sometimes you're working harder than you think you should. But in the meantime, I've discussed this with my spouse that this is what, you know, a stream of income for us. And so we've got to have a strong business because we've got a strong marriage. The business should be strong. And wherever there are issues in the business, then we deal with them at business time. And that's what's most important.
Wonderful. Kevin, anything to say on that point?
Actually, I think she covered it well right there, Cynthia.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you guys tell our listeners where they can find out more about you? I believe there was a special that you guys had going on. I forgot to mention that you guys have something special going on with your company. Why don't you tell us about that and tell us how we can find you on social media platforms as well as, I guess, in your state?
Sure. For our business, our website, lcpublishing.com, that's our Love Clones Publishing. You can also find our fan page on Facebook. We're on Twitter. For me and my personal ministry, I'm at Candace N. Ford Ministries. My husband is C. Kevin Ford on Facebook. And we're thankful that he has just published a book just this last week. So even on our publishing website or via our Facebook, you can see the upcoming the books that we have launching out. And we're also offering workshops, monthly workshops, for those that desire to be entrepreneurs. And we take you through the process of how to write, how to properly market, how to properly price your books. And that's a webinar that we host once a month. You can find that on our website at lcpublishing.com. And our ministry website is abidingalliance.com. Again, that is for covering of churches and parachurch ministry.
Oh, and Cynthia, to sign up for our magazine for leaders, they can do that at kingdomexec.com. Just put in their name and their email address, and they'll be hooked up with the bi-monthly subscription for that. I'm also at ckevinford.com for my website.
Excellent, excellent. I definitely want to put all of those links into tonight's event so that people will be able to find you. I want to thank you guys so much for coming on the show. You're so very encouraging and fun, which is something that I find to be rare when I'm talking to couples. Thank you for being so much fun on the show. And I want to definitely invite you.
Thank you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I want to invite you guys back on the show when you have some time to come back on and tell us and let us know what you'll be doing and let us know whenever you're having any type of events.
Yes, we'd love to.
Wonderful, wonderful. To those of you who were just tuning in, you missed a wonderful show. They dropped some serious nuggets of wisdom about marriage and working together and couples in business that I can't wait to share on the website as well as on our Facebook page. If you did miss it, don't worry. We're just going to go ahead and post that up into the event tonight as well as how you can find Kevin and Candace Ford. And We look forward to you being more of a part of this month, which is our self-awareness and self-improvement month. Next week, we are going to be talking with a fabulous young lady. I believe we're talking with Miss Love about organizing. We want to improve ourselves and be organized in our lives. And we'll be putting up more information about that. We look forward to speaking to you all again, spending some time with you again next week. And we love you. We are devoted to love. We'll see you then.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Tribal Wisdom. Stop by bridaltribe.com and visit our media page for full recaps of every show,